Okay, good evening, everyone. I hope you had a good week. And usually I try to, when we're learning through the Chafetz Chaim, add additional sources, vignettes, stories, other halachas, gemaras. Today, the Chafetz Chaim really sells itself. The words of the Chafetz Chaim are very important. I think they come up very frequently. And we'll just try to read the words together. I think it's also in light of different things that have gone on, are going on in the community. I think the words are even more relevant than ever before. So take a look at page one. We are up to the top. I took 10 pages in the Chafetz Chaim and put it into 4 pages. So it's a little choppy. Up top on page one. The Chafetz Chaim says, "Veda, you should know the Kashem shekasab the b'shem aposkim, the minat Torah asher laham in divrei ginus shemesaper nachavrim." We know. We said 2 weeks ago. We learned last week that not only is there an issur to speak lashon hara, there's an issur to believe lashon hara. There's an issur to hear lashon hara. Sorry, he's talking about believing. There's an issur to believe lashon hara. Kein adin. The same thing is true. Afilim yodeya shadvarim shesiper lo hu emes. Even if you know that what the person is saying is 100% true, then why can't you believe it? If it's true, it's true. Why would you not believe in things that are true? Ach, yesh v'hem l'tzadei l'kanu l'kan. It's something which you can view in two different lights, two different ways. V'amesaper lo dan oso l'kaf chov. V'al yidei zehu megane oso. So the person who told you the incident thought the worst. He or she noticed what happened. They saw what happened. They were laying to you exactly what happened. But as we know all the time, we spoke about this as the antidote to not believing lashon hara, is to always be dan l'kaf zechus. So the person who told you the incident was dan l'kaf chov. They did not judge the person favorably. V'ayidei zeh megano so v'yadua de mitzvah la'ashomeya la'dun oso l'kaf zechus. We have a mitzvah. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, it's a Gemara, he writes, Udina de Gemara b'shavuos mitzvah daraisa l'kama poskim. According to many, it's a mitzvah daraisa to be dan l'kaf z'chus. It's not just this cute phrase that we say. It's a mitzvah daraisa. The overall zev, v'einu dan osu l'kaf z'chus, v'umaskin l'masaper b'genuso, lo dai sh'avar al b'tzayk tishpot amisacha. Not only does a person who hears the Lashon Hara and believes it in a way that brings about genus, not only do they violate or their mavata, but tzedek tishpot amisach, which is a source to judge favorably. El hu gam kein nichla b'shem the kabel lashon hara kevan da'idei shol danos olakav zechus memela nishtar beiv alav adivrei ginus. And this happens all the time. We know someone did something. There again, we spoke previously. I don't think it has to be an extreme case that you see someone driving on Shabbos and just automatically assume they had a baby or the person's going to the hospital. People do things. Sometimes people don't know. Sometimes there might be other information that the person's not aware of. And therefore, oftentimes we just automatically assume the worst when we're hearing things about people. He writes, it's not just true if the person's a tzaddik. Asher darko lizar minachet upa amim yikal shalom. This is true, even if the person is an ish benoni, meaning sometimes he sins. Kol shekin imasi prohaya al ishirei lokim shalav shayach yoser mitzvah aseh tzadik tishpot amisacha. If it's referring to a firm person, a person who's religious, a person who's pious, so certainly kal v'chomer that there's a mitzvah of dan oso alakav zechus. He gives an example on the bottom, which I think is very relevant. And I'd like to read it together. He says, "V'atah nevar mashin nechshalim b'zeh b'avnusin arabim b'inyan kabbalas lashon hara b'liros." I see all the time people messing up with regards to kabbalas lashon hara. "V'atzayir tzir echad minu yakish hamaske l'kol kayotze b'zeh." I will draw one scenario, and every person can think on their own of similar cases. "V'hu mashem matzui k'she'echad yotze mi'bezin chayev." A person has a din Torah. Now today we're not going to dine Torah all the time. But it could be people had a dispute and they went to a rabbi to to help, you know, resolve the dispute. A person had an issue with a teacher and a grade. Anytime there's some issue and you're going to some higher authority, so what happens? The person was left Beis Din Chayev. He left Beis Din guilty. The rabbi decided with the other party, the teacher, whatever it is, the person decided against you. The humasaper lechavero, umisader divrei zechusa lefanav. So I go to my friend, I say, are you kidding me? Can you believe that they pask in Chayev? See for yourself. Can you believe it? These are all the details. And he ruled against me? What? Is he crazy? Ubezin paskum hepak lehepak, they paskin the opposite? Vimhaya bod din shali lifne rab ploni uploni. Shuma forsam lachacham bevadai haya mevina emes in me. Vlohaya posek psak mahupach umukukal gozeh. Oh, if we would not have gone to Rabbi Maliski, we would have gone to Rabbi so-and-so. We would have gone to this person. We would have had that judge. We would have had that. Then they would have gotten it right. But this person I went to, forget about it. Medaber od al bezin over zed divrei cherufin v'gidufin asher ein lahalos alexav. And we bash the bezin, and we curse the bezin, and we go on and on. And this comes up all the time when people rule. When people rule against us, the natural tendency is to bash the one who came down with that ruling. This just happened this week. Someone was complaining to me about the fact that there aren't more kosher restaurants in town. Now, why are they complaining to me? Because why not? Why not? Like, I'm happy about that. Believe me, I hope, just like everyone else, I hope that we get some more kosher restaurants. We can start the bagel store. But fine, so start yelling at me. And they said it's all Avad's fault. Now I realize why they're coming to me. It's all Avad's fault. I know this for sure, because in this town they have a lot of restaurants. Well, that town has 12,000 people and our town doesn't. Okay, that's besides the point. And I know for sure that there's one rabbi in Avad, it's all his fault. It's completely his fault. I know that because, and on and on and on. I'm like, did you ever talk to him? No. Have you asked him what the policy of the Vada is? No. Do you know what the policy of the Vada is? No. But meanwhile, this person, if they're coming to me, they're probably going to every person they know and making the same complaint. And there's no Damachav is close. Now, I'm not saying they're wrong. I'm not saying they're right, because I don't know. The point is that, wait a second, you're dealing with good people. There's a halachic process. There's a protocol. Maybe it's not even the Vada at all, which I don't think it is. But that's besides the point. And where's the Damachav is close? And every time they go and tell it to someone, so if that person hears it, they violated the Nisra, Lashonara, Daraisa, and if they believe it, and they bought it from somewhere else, they didn't make this up on their own, and this continues going on. This happens when a rabbi makes a psak that people don't like. Or the president of a shul makes, can you believe the person of this? He doesn't know what he's talking about. This comes up all the time, and it's really emanating from a lack of damachav zechus. Maybe there are factors at play. Maybe there are halachas that the rav or the lawyer or the teacher or the president or the gabbai knew that you didn't know about. Maybe there are things in every situation, there's something there that people aren't a dan l'kaf zuchus, and so much of the problems of Lashon Hara, and we believe the Lashon Hara ends up being a result of a lack of dan l'kaf zuchus. Good. Let's continue on page 2 up top in Sif Tes. Kishem Sheshayat Isser Kabbalas Lashon Hara, Ibn Masaper Siper Lo Al Echad, Sheasa Ata Davar Sheinu Hagun. Just like there's a prohibition to believe Lashon Hara, when someone tells you something about someone that they did which was inappropriate, we spoke about that. We have to decide in our hearts that it's not true. Basically, anything you can't speak, you can't believe. So we spoke earlier on, I don't remember if it was Shir 5 or Shir 6, could go levazoso b'maisa avosav. To say something negative about a person's family. Oh, but my son, we spoke about to say someone's about tshuva, to talk about, oh, I remember I remember that guy. So from now, I remember when he was running around like crazy. Right? All those cases which are forbidden to say the Lashon Hara, says the Chafetz Chaim, it's also forbidden to believe the Lashon Hara. Kevan shu misnag atak ashura. Now he's behaving properly. O b'chesrum chachma, lack of intelligence. And this one really, we spoke about this previously also, this one really, really bothers me because it's so subjective. Just yesterday I was called about a shidduch for a guy and he asked me, is he intelligent? And what am I supposed to say? I don't know, is SAT scores, I'm not even sure that SAT scores is a good indicator of one's intelligence. I don't think it is. Maybe they got some crazy tutor. And so what you want to know is GPA was in high school, how he did in my Gemara final. I don't know how smart your daughter is. If I say he's not, I happen not to think this guy's the smartest kid in the world, but that he's going to get brain. Very tricky. It's very tricky. And people believe that. So anything we're not allowed to say, we're not allowed to believe. B'chol davar shu gnus alav shesvenu gamkein, shol eskabel divrei mesaper lesbazos aydezeb einenu, esmish namur alav. We have to be careful not to believe it. Kol shol davar, the rule is, kol davar sheish al mesaper iser avar diburo, yesh al hamekabel iser avar kabaloso. Anything we can't speak, we can't be mekabel. So when someone tells us something about someone's past, we have to be careful not to go ahead and believe it. Now comes the major dilemma. We can't believe the Lashon Hara, but we said last week we could be choshesh for Lashon Hara. So how do you do that? How do you get to the point where I don't believe you, but I'm going to withhold from the shidduch because you're telling me information? Well, if you don't believe it, then which one is it? You believe it, you don't believe it, you can hear it, you have to be choshesh, but you don't believe it. So the Chafetz Chaim addresses this. Afal pi sheb beirarnu kekabas lashon hara. Dehainu l'hachlit b'libo shadavar emes. Even though we said that you can't believe the item in your heart to be true. Aser min ha-Torah, it's forbidden min ha-Torah, mikol makam amur chazal. Nevertheless, Chazal say, d'lochush mihu bayi. You're allowed to be choshesh. You're allowed to be suspicious. You're allowed to be worried about it. Ubiur hadavar, ditzarech lekabel es hadavar, biderech chashash ba'alma. You accept it to be worried about it. Hainu rakni lishmor esaspa mimenu. Just to be careful. Shuli agi alo hezek al yado. So you shouldn't suffer a loss. V'lo yehi ze adavar afilu begeder suffik. It can't even be a doubt. It's not true. I know it's not true, but I'm going to be choshes for it. De'ma'amidim la'adam l'cheshes kashrus. People are presumed to be kosher, to be proper, to be appropriate, to be innocent. V'lachein m'chuyav adayin l'heitiv imanidon b'chol hatovos. Shetzivsa Torah, l'shar anashim Yisrael. We have to treat this person like we would treat any other individual. Kilo nigra erko be'einenu, aydei alishna bisha l'shum davar. His value can't be diminished at all in our mind because of the lashon hara. Rak she Torah itir olachos l'shna bisha le'inyan l'shmar sa'atzma asachirinu. So we're allowed to be careful. We can't believe it. Not even a suffix. A person is b'cheskas kashrus. So what does that mean practically? Practically speaking, I run a camp. So I'm thinking about hiring a division head. And someone calls me and says, I heard you were thinking about hiring this person. He's a terrible influence on kids. He talks to them inappropriately and other things. Now, I'm going to be choshesh. So what does that mean? I don't have to hire him. But in my mind, this is almost impossible to do. In my mind, he never did anything wrong. And he's completely innocent. So that means when I see him the next time, if I knew for sure it was true, so when I see him, I probably wouldn't go over and give the guy a big hug, and I probably wouldn't be so friendly, and I'd have some kind of, animosity is the wrong word, but some kind of disappointment, some kind of anger, some kind of distance with this individual who was talking inappropriately around children, having a bad influence on them. But I can't believe it. I'm allowed to not hire him But in my mind, I have to view the person as completely innocent. A person is going to have a business proposition and someone says, stay away from this person. He's a crook. I know this because I know that his previous employer fired him because he was doing shady things with the books. I don't have to hire the guy. I don't have to go into business with him. I can be chosh shit. But the next time I see him, I can't have any chashash in my mind that this is true. And it's a very difficult point to get to. This is a similar notion. I don't think anyone was here at YFM when I spoke about this. The Gemara says, it's a little tangent. The Gemara says that Shavuos, the Sfiras HaOmer, Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim died, Shalom Nagu Kavod Zalze. Right? It's a well-known statement of Chazal. They died because they didn't literally treat each other with Kavod. So how is that possible? The Talmidim Rabbi Akiva, these were the holy Talmidim. They were that callous, they were that insensitive. So I saw an explanation of Chaskel Levenstein, who was a Mashkiach of the Mir as they escaped to Shanghai and ultimately settling in the Panovich Shiva. And he says that Kavod, we know, is a terrible Midah. Right? The Mishnah Avo says three things that remove a person from the world: a Kavod, Taiva, and Kina. We know, we see probably in Shul what happens for people because of Kavod, with Aliyahs, many, 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 many fights, both in Shuls and families, are due to Kavod. People love Kavod. So Kavod's terrible. So you know what they did? They, L'shem Shamayim, at least at first, didn't treat each other with Kavod. I'm going to be mechavid you? It's going to get to your head. And Kavod's so terrible. So Shalom Nagu Kavod Zelzel, L'shem Shamayim, they didn't want to treat anyone with Kavod. He says that in I think it's in the Kelm Yeshiva in Europe, they wouldn't give, like a bacher, certain aliyahs. They didn't want to they wouldn't call up them as Reb. Even a guy who was 30 years old, they wouldn't call him up as a Reb so-and-so for an aliyah, lest it get to their head. Oh, Reb so-and-so today. It's the opposite. You don't want to insult a person by calling him a rabbi. So they didn't want to treat each other with kavod. 100% L'shem Shemayim. But says Reb Chaskel, at a certain point, it wasn't really L'shem Shemayim. Often, what we think we're doing L'shem Shemayim, it ends up being for ulterior motives. And it's a whole long essay. I'm not going to get into that now. I think the litmus test for all these things, a lot of people get very angry at people who talk in shul, or the kiddush club, or the way people dress to shul. We all get angry at things. How do we know if our anger or our kenos is L'shem Shemayim? So I think the litmus test is how you treat that person when he's not in that element. The worst talk, you're a person who hates talking in shul. It's the worst thing in the world. And there's a guy who sits right behind you, or a woman who sits right behind you, and does not stop talking. And it bothers you, really bothers you. You're downstairs at the kiddush. Do you hold back from saying a Shabbos? Do you, when you see them, then already it's not L'shem Shemayim. Then it's already, I don't like this person. And if the kenos is completely L'shem Shemayim, it should only bother me when I'm sitting in shul. But when I'm outside of shul and I bump at them in the supermarket, or in the restaurants that we don't yet have, it wouldn't bother me. That's, I think, the litmus test. I had this. I was at a funeral recently, and there was a person there who I think is causing major problems in Judaism with some of his hashkafos and his policies. It's really very, very dangerous. And I bumped into him, and I'm like, what does that have to do with right now? We're walking into a funeral. He wants to know if the body was in the building because his friend was a Kohen. He needed to know the coat to get into the building. Yeah, he might be a terrible influence on Klal Yisrael. I'm not saying he's a Russia, I don't know. But why is that impact on the way I'm going to interact with him outside of the bigger picture of what's going on in Judaism? Right? So I think the same thing is true here, says the Chafetz Chaim. Will I be choshesh? What that means, we can protect ourselves and we can protect others. We can be choshesh, we can act and hold back from certain things due to information. We can't believe it. And that would mean, next time we see this person or we think of this person, we have to be able to train ourselves to think of them and act towards them and treat them no different than if we didn't know the information. And that's very difficult. I'm not there yet. To be able to decompartmentalize. And on the one hand, I'm not hiring this person because he's having a bad influence on children, but I love the guy and I'm going to go out for dinner with him, and I'm going to call him up and schmooze up with him like nothing happened. So it's almost impossible. I don't have a good eitzah. So they went to the Chazon Ish, the Dirshu Chafetz Chaim brings, that they says that they went to the Chazon Ish. They said, is this really possible? He said, it's not possible. So they thought that the Chazon Ish was arguing on the Chafetz Chaim, and they went to Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky. He said, he's not arguing. He's just saying it's very hard. It takes a long time. I don't have a good eitzah as to how to train ourselves to be choshesh, but view the person the next day as if we didn't hear anything. But that's the halacha of the Chafetz Chaim. We'll just continue this sif. Valkin, the last couple words on the third paragraph on page 3. Valkin, kasva poskin, demashe mutter lachosh, hainu heikash yucha lavo dehezek, lo achirim. If it's going to lead to a loss, the damage, im lo yachosh lo. Aval binyan acher, aser lilashon hara, aser lachosh lashon hara, ulahamino klal. But if it's not to protect a loss or a possible damage, then we can't even be suspicious or believe it as well. And this comes up. This comes up. We hear that people do things, and we jump to conclusions, and we're not down chav zuchus when we should be. And because of things that we hear, we start to treat the person different. We'd start to do things differently in business and interactions, and then, you know, many, many problems in machlokes comes up due to those problems. Well, we'll continue next week. In grace Hashem, have a good night and a good Shabbos.